Brain Charts for the Human Lifespan. How does the brain change? By Michaela Robinson. Brain scans are now widely used in research and medicine, but unlike height and weight, there are no standard charts to track brain changes over time. The current gap in research lies in tracking how lifestyle choices impact brain changes over time. Factors like exercise, music, and daily habits can influence brain activity and structure. Exploring how lifestyle choices impact brain health can help ensure that scientific findings are better understood and applied to improve everyday life. Brain charts, like the one shown in this article, help researchers interpret a person's brain health in the context of data from different ages, lifestyles, and diagnostic factors. Collecting and analyzing MRI data requires a lot of time, resources, and people. When we combine this with behavioral data or the surveys and other tasks participants do in the lab, the process becomes even more complicated. While it takes time to gather this data, one benefit is that we're able to improve our understanding of what makes a healthy brain. For example, several lifestyle factors affect brain health, but without large representative samples, it's difficult to know how big of an effect our choices actually have on our brains. Studying these factors has the potential to influence more accurate interventions. The research to date shows that simple lifestyle changes, like regular exercise or learning new skills, can shape the brain in positive ways. By using brain charts, we can actually see how these habits impact brain structure and activity, which makes it clear how small adjustments in daily life can lead to big improvements in brain health. Recent studies have conducted brain scans from infancy through older adulthood to create reference charts that show how brain structures, like gray matter, or the cell bodies of brain cells, white matter, the connections between brain cells, and cerebrospinal fluid, or CSF, change over time. These charts give us a visual map of brain development and aging. For example, they show that gray matter peaks early in life, while white matter continues building into our 20s, and CSF steadily increases with age as brain volume naturally declines. By mapping these changes across different groups, researchers can spot when brain development falls outside the expected range. This is especially helpful in identifying and understanding neurodevelopmental and psychiatric conditions. For example, people with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, schizophrenia, depression, and bipolar disorder often show brain changes that deviate from typical patterns, and brain charts help highlight those shifts. Brain scans are widely used in medicine and research now, but up to this point, there has not been a way to track changes in the brain that are easy to understand. There is also a gap in tracking the impact of lifestyle on the brain. Brain charts help plug these gaps. They allow researchers to study how habits like exercise, musicality, mindfulness, and lifelong learning can mold the structure and function of the brain over time. It's also exciting that some studies aim to combine data from people all over the world, making neuroscience more representative. This matters because brain health is not the same across everyone, and research that is more representative gives us better and more accurate results for everyone. At the end of the day, brain health isn't just a scientific concept, it's personal. The way we live our lives, from the music we like to how often we exercise, has a real, measurable impact on our brains. Brain charts offer a new way to visualize and understand these changes, making research and findings more practical and accessible. The more we know about how lifestyle shapes the brain, the better we can take care of ourselves and others. Investing in brain health creates a future where science can guide us towards healthier minds, proving that small choices today can lead to a stronger, more resilient brain tomorrow.